This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live, and you're joining us for the live Sunday edition of the program. As always, we invite you here. All you have to do is dial in toll-free, and you can bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-453, like freedom, 855-450-3733, and Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. So, of course, there's lots in the news, as always, to talk about here tonight, but we've been promising to talk about the upcoming fork, the next upcoming fork of Bitcoin, because it's coming up, and it's coming up fast. It's going to be here in approximately 10 days from now. And the reason why we need to start talking about it now is because there are things that you should probably do if you're into Bitcoin, if you're a holder of Bitcoin, or if you're planning on buying some Bitcoin within the next week, that you need to know prior to this upcoming.
You're saying November 15?
I believe the current date will be in the morning on November 16th. I think it's currently targeted at around 11 a.m. Eastern time, but that can shift and change slightly over time. It was originally planned for November 15th, late in the evening. Now it is the 16th, so it may end up going back to the 15th, or it may be later on the 16th. So there's countdown websites that will keep you up to date as far as when this is actually supposed to transpire. So we can talk about that. Also on the way here tonight, Johnny Ray, you've been wanting to talk about Thor, which are you a big Marvel Comics fan?
I suppose I am. Growing up, I rarely had access to them, but sometimes, like some Christmas, me and my twin brother David might scrape together two dimes to rub together and go down like some little Dickensian boy and buy a Spider-Man comic and treasure it for years to come. And since the Marvel Cinematic Universe has been unfolding, I've missed most of it, I think. Yeah. But I often enjoy it. I enjoyed Civil War, and the trailer for Thor is incredibly enchanting. It's the science of trailers is so developed. It hooks me.
They gotcha.
And that one did, really. It had this Led Zeppelin music on it. It had the beautiful Cate Blanchett. It had jokes from Thor and him getting beat up by the Incredible Hulk.
Now, Mark, did you see this on pre-opening night, so like Thursday night?
Thursday night I saw it regular 2D, and then I saw it today, just moments ago, in 3D.
In 3D?
Yeah.
All right. You're obviously a fan.
It's Keen Cinema, so, well,
seeing it twice in the same weekend is fanatic level.
The Thor franchise to be even more compelling than the rest of the Marvel Universe. And the
really?
Reason is because of the character development that goes on. You know, they did very well in the first one, and I will say that there's even more character development going on in the third. I didn't think there was nearly as much in the second, but I just like what they do with the character, and Hemsworth does a fine job, and I believe that his he's been allowed to have his personality come out with all these jokes. The comedic timing in it is perfect all the way through. You know, it doesn't need laugh tracks or anything like that to let you know that it's funny. Funny.
Now, the latest round of advertising, Mark, that I've seen for it says it's the best reviewed Marvel film in the MCU.
It's got 93% on Rotten Tomatoes right now, which that's a very high scoring film just across the board for any film on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, Rotten Tomatoes is brutal.
A website, for those that don't know, that kind of cobbles together as many reviews as they can from all around the internet, and you know, they got like the big name reviewers and the not so big name reviewers, and then there's like a score for overall, and then a score from just the big name reviewers. But overall, their score on the Thor movie, Thor Ragnarok, is 93%. So that's pretty fresh.
One of the things that interests me about Thor is, and I'm excited to see it, is that it seems to be sort of self-contained relative to the last film in the universe that I saw, Civil War. That seems like it's kind of part of a big miniseries.
Yeah.
And there's stuff going on. I don't necessarily know who these people are, and I don't care as much.
This is
like on another planet. It's got a different vibe.
Yeah, this is where I really fail as far as reviewing movies goes. Specifically, the only movies I go see now in theater are Marvel movies.
Really?
I'm not going to spend the money to see other stuff.
You like the pretty colors. I do, too.
Yeah, I like it. I don't know what to say, but I've always been a Marvel fanboy, and I like them. The thing is that I can't provide you with, license to see something as somebody who doesn't understand the franchise, because I understand it so thoroughly.
You were reading the comics as a kid, right?
Right. I worked at a comic book store from the time I was 12 to the time I was 18.
I only know that Thor exists. That's it. And he's got a hammer.
Right. You've got it. Can you name the hammer?
Mjolnir?
Yeah, pretty good.
All right.
Pretty good.
All right. I've never read a single frame of
No, but
comic.
I mean, it just shows the penetration that these ideas have. So that's really the name of the mythical god of thunder's hammer.
Yeah, that's probably how I know it. Not from the comic book, because I never read one.
The thing is, the comic really brings the myth back in a way that, other... Would we know... You can't answer this question. The Thor series was brought back by Kirby, basically, in the early 60s.
Kirby vacuum cleaner?
Jack Kirby.
Oh, okay.
The true icon of comicdom.
Is that the writer?
He was the artist.
The artist.
But basically, Stan Lee was the writer, but Stan wouldn't remember what he told Jack to do, and then Jack would draw the pictures, and then Stan would, he'd put some words in later. There was always a tension. There's very similar to your and my work, Ian.
Oh, yeah?
Stan
would
want something done, and Jack would do what the hell he wanted, and then Stan would do what the hell he wanted, and it just... and art was created out of it, and these two guys, sadly, Jack died before the Marvel Cinematic Universe came around, and everybody, all the young people see, Stan, he's everything in comics. He's just not.
I see.
It was really the two of them, and one might argue Jack Kirby was,
the real
icon.
Okay.
It's hard to say. So, I would say that Jack Kirby's creation of the Thor comic really brought the Norse myths back in a way
made them more accessible to people.
We can't even imagine a world what it would be like in the world without him having done it, because I just don't know. I mean, I can't
that's
name,
probably true.
I can't name the pantheon of very many dead religions, but I can name the pantheon of that one. And why is it? Because he wrote that comic.
I think I learned about the Norse pantheon first from a Choose Your Own Adventure book.
Okay,
that was where you went over the Rainbow Bridge and. Had
but would the book have ever been written had it not been for Jack Kirby, bringing these things back?
Possibly not.
Right.
It would have been Dungeons and Dragons, probably.
Yeah, Dungeons and Dragons. And, I think I'm certain that Kirby came before Dungeons and Dragons. What would the, that whole thing look like without Kirby's influence? I don't know the answer. Most of Dungeons and Dragons was based off J.R.R. Tolkien's novels, but there were no Norse gods in that. So, wasn't Feed and Folio, Deities and Demigods, which was this book that brought the gods and the devils and all that stuff into the Dungeons and Dragons universe and set fundamental Christianity on fire for a decade. That was just an add-on to the universe.
Wait, who did that? Who set Christianity on fire for decades?
Deities and Demigods, the book that was that was created for by TSR for Dungeons and Dragons.
Tolkien wanted to create a myths for his country, because his country were peopled by people from across the shores, Germanic people.
Okay.
So that's probably what their myths would have been closest to, but Tolkien made some fresh for them, just for them.
So what I would say is if you're looking for a movie, a Marvel movie that you know, is divorced from the main cinematic universe, that probably the place to go first is Doctor Strange,
mm-hmm.
Who does make an appearance in Thor Ragnarok. Hmm. But that Thor Ragnarok does have...
Yeah, I guess he doesn't die in Doctor Strange, huh? You just spoiled that one for me.
Well, I don't...
That's all right.
Superheroes don't really die, buddy.
Haven't they killed off Superman?
Yeah, but he's bad.
Point, they brought him back.
Yeah.
All right. More coming up here in moments. If you want to comment on whether it's pop culture or Bitcoin or whatever's on your mind here tonight, you can take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Don't do what I did and run out.
If it's working, don't quit. Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite...
No.
When I get to about three quarters...
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite...
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega Fish Oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Talk Live. We invite you here to join us on the radio. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Tonight with you, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
To your phone calls and thoughts. But first, Mark, I want you to tell me about Whole Food Multicomplete.
Yeah, Whole Food Multicomplete is so much more than a multivitamin. It contains, besides vitamins and minerals, enzymes, probiotics, antioxidants, an immune support system, a bone and joint support setup, and energy support. For 15 years, Whole Food Multicomplete has been quietly providing what the big boys won't provide, the perfect blend of supplements in a single product. They've taken the expense and the complexity out of following a complete supplement program, so you can visit simplifymysupplements.com to learn more. Just go there and take a look at the list of, you know, things that this covers, the different vitamins and minerals and all the different supplements that are contained within Whole Food Multicomplete. And I think that in and of itself is going to sell anybody who is interested in having a some kind of multi that they take, you know, day in and day out. For other people, I want to give the testimony that I lost between 10 and 15 pounds just by using Whole Food Multicomplete, and that was probably because of their probiotic blend that's contained in here. It balanced my gut out and just caused me to lose some weight. So check them out, Whole Food Multicomplete at simplifymysupplements.com. Use coupon code FTL. You'll save 10% on your order, every time, satisfaction guaranteed, your money back. SimplifyMySupplements.com, coupon code FTL.
All right, our toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Let's talk to Tom in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Yeah, it's about the equation of time and, more importantly, about the mean solar time. Mean solar time. Earth rotates in 23 hours, 56 minutes, and 4 seconds. Okay, that's how long it takes for it to make one spin on its axis. So how come there's 24 whole hours in a day? And the reason is because during that time that it takes to make a complete orbit, a complete rotation on its axis, it has gone on its orbit for a while. And now it takes a few more minutes for the same hemisphere to be facing the sun.
Okay.
And the exact amount of time it takes for the same hemisphere to face the sun again is different during the year because of the Earth's orbit is not a perfect circle. So sometimes it might be like 10 minutes off one way or another over time. And so, so in order to not have all days, all different lengths of time, they have a 24-hour time, and it's the average of all these different solar days. And so the average time for the 75th meridian of west longitude is 5 hours, exactly 5 hours behind Greenwich mean or Greenwich average time. That's why there's 24 hours in a day and 23 hours, 56 minutes, and 4 seconds for the Earth to make a complete rotation before, you know, the same star would be exactly overhead in 23 hours, 56 minutes, and 4 seconds.
And as those minutes add up over the years, you get leap years?
Right.
Is that right?
No, that's
no?
Got nothing to do with leap years. Leap years is because the time it takes it to go around on its orbit is not a absolute and not a perfect multiple of the amount of time it takes for a day. It's 365 and a quarter days.
So what are you trying to get at here? You're saying that the actual rotation of the Earth takes less than 24 hours.
Correct.
That's correct, and that's why you have different stars available to see at like midnight in the summertime from the stars that you would see at midnight in the wintertime. It's because they all, you know, the sun usually comes up, 5 o'clock in the morning, 6 o'clock in the morning, 7 o'clock in the morning, but the stars, it's all different ones throughout the year, and that's because the Earth rotates in a different amount of time from one solar day. A sidereal or a star day, a complete rotation, is 23:56:04. It's shorter.
Okay. Well, let's not forget that the tilt of the Earth matters for what stars you're going to see in the summer and the winter, too.
Actually, the North Star stays, you know, if you were to point a telescope at the North Star, just actually the spot right next to the North Star where it's actually the North Celestial Sphere. And you go back and check it any time that it's dark enough to see stars, it would be pointing to the same spot in the sky the whole time.
I don't know if, I kind of understand what you're saying here, but I don't know if the radio is the best place for an astronomy class.
Yeah, well, now people know, and, we had to change our clocks.
But what is knowing this, how does knowing that the Earth turns faster than 24 hours, how does that help anybody know anything? Like, besides just a little, fun fact.
It's just a fun fact, that's all. So,
okay.
Bye now.
Well, there you go. Thanks for the call. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Now, what's more meaningful to people is the fact that today was the daylight savings time ending, I believe it was, to where now you got to set your early this morning. You would have had to have set your clocks back an hour. And
we're back on standard time.
Whenever that happens, whenever these time changes happen, then people end up dying because of heart attacks, strokes, getting up in the morning, at the wrong time and, being too tired and then crashing their car on the way to work. So we've seen, every year we talk about this stuff when these time changes happen because it's just so insane. I think Daryl told me that it was, based on an article that Ben Franklin wrote a long time ago, which was like a satire piece, the idea of daylight savings time. He wasn't actually being serious, but people took him seriously, and now we have daylight savings time, or saving time as a result of that. And now we have, a body count because of it.
Yeah, the difficulty of stopping it is,
who goes first?
Sure. So you have to. Would people be leaving in the dark for work? Would more people be leaving in the dark for work if daylight saving time didn't occur?
I don't know.
The answer is yes.
Okay.
Are accidents more likely to occur on a congested road in the dark or in the light?
Probably in the dark.
Which is fine. So you can stack up some deaths to not having daylight saving time, too. One way or the other, that's fine. The question for me is it shows political power. Who gets it? Who doesn't? There's some farmers that want to get rid of it. There's some farmers who want to keep it. Mm. Obviously, parents whose kids are going to school at ridiculously early hours so the teachers can get out at 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, they want to keep it. All that stuff.
Well, I believe plenty of studies have been done on this thing and have found not only is it more physically dangerous to people's health, but it's also just doesn't accomplish the things that it's supposed to accomplish.
Generally not.
Supposedly some kind of energy savings, a bunch of BS. It's nonsense. It doesn't add up. And people have been studying this for years, but getting the government to actually change its course and do something differently, something as basic as just simply changing the time back to normal time, it's a very difficult task. I mean, recently here in New Hampshire, there was a bill that was put forward that would consider, adhering New Hampshire to Atlantic Standard Time,
mm-hmm.
which would basically be daylight saving time all the time, as I understand it.
Yep.
That unfortunately got rejected, and now it's off the table for the next 2 years. Even though in Massachusetts, they're looking at a similar bill, they actually came back with a recommendation to move ahead with the proposal if New Hampshire and Maine get on board. So it's going to take another several years to make this happen, if it happens. More coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live. Join us here.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma, your path to wellness begins here.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We invite you to join us on the radio here. Live Sunday edition of the show. You dial in toll free and bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Apparently there's been a mass shooting at a church. Where is it? Texas? I don't have the story in front of me, but I saw the headlines. It was breaking, I guess, earlier today. Some maniac killed dozens of people, apparently, in a church, and there are allegations this person may be affiliated with the ISIS? Antifa group.
Oh, Antifa, gotcha.
Claiming that they're going to be starting some sort of a civil war or whatever, which, of course, would make the violent fantasies of some of the people on the right wing who thought that there were going to be like civil war started on Saturday with the Refuse Fascism
right,
protest.
This guy was so disappointed that the civil war didn't start yesterday, so he
brought it himself.
Decided to do it today.
So we can talk about that if you want. You can also bring up anything that's on your mind. Also want to let you know about Dash. If you want to help build a better financial system for everyone, then you ought to join Dash. It's digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, it can be private and easy, fees are low, and transactions are quick, and can be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. Compare that to Bitcoin, where good luck sending Bitcoin for any less than $4. $3 or $4. I sent some for $5 earlier today. With Dash, I'd be shocked if you paid more than a penny to send a Dash transaction. So
yeah,
check
one
it
or
out.
Two cents, yeah.
Check it out for yourself over at Dash.org. It's decentralized. It's run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make its governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. So join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today and find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. So go to Dash.org and find out why as we go to Carl in Atlantic City. Carl, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Johnny Ray, and Mark.
Okay, you three gentlemen, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm talking about that judge that let now private Bo Bergdahl off without a prison sentence. Bo Bergdahl, remember him?
Bergdahl. Who's that?
He walked off his post in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
Was this recent?
About five years ago. Remember Obama?
But he's recently
traded
been
five,
sentenced.
Yeah, Obama released four generals and fifth one from Guantanamo Bay to trade for this traitor.
Really? Okay.
Remember now?
That sounds vaguely familiar. The trade deal. All right. So they wanted this guy back. So he'd walked off of a base that he was working with the military, and then ended up getting captured.
Right.
No, he joined them. He went to the village and said, "Hey, take me there." No, he took no weapons with him. He joined them. He didn't.
That's Carl's account. That's the first that I've heard that.
Okay.
Okay. When a judge said, "Hey, you know, the beatings and stuff he took by the Taliban in Afghanistan, that's enough punishment for him."
I mean,
you know, they always,
it was pretty terrible, the conditions, right? I mean,
well, yeah, well, that's how they live over there. It ain't like you got city water or sewage up where he was at. Of course it's a
So what is it that just happened with this guy, Bergdahl.
He was just sentenced to basically time served in a Haqqani network prison camp.
I see.
Can
he leave the military now, or they kicked him out, or what?
He was busted down from sergeant to private, and he was given a dishonorable discharge.
Okay.
Right. Well, you know, there's such thing as military street justice, isn't there? Would he be safe if he moved to New Hampshire, or would you suggest Canada, or maybe Afghanistan? What do you think?
I don't know anything about the guy. I mean, I can't tell you anything.
A couple of people, I believe two people died in the attempt to rescue him.
I heard six, but I don't know.
Make it six. You know, it's a pretty unsavory story all around. You know, I don't know what else to say about it.
Thanks for the call, Carl. Appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. He was asking about New Hampshire. There's a migration of libertarians that have been coming to New Hampshire for more than a decade. We're three of them. There are thousands more who have made the migration here, so I don't know if this Bergdahl guy is libertarian or anything like that. I don't know anything about
him. If he came here, I'd want to interview him. You know, if I could get him in real life, I'd want to put him down in front of a microphone and find out as much as I could about
why did he leave
the situation.
Did he leave because he wanted to join ISIS?
But otherwise, I just don't care.
I don't think he would need to fear street justice from the Free Staters in New Hampshire.
Some of them, probably.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, let's go to Scott. He's in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Scott.
Good evening, Mark and Ian. How are you?
Oh, it's Scott the Bigot. Well, also Johnny Ray is here as well. Go
Johnny
ahead
Ray,
with what
you're
calling
too?
About.
Hey, Scott, I've been thinking about
this
you.
This Tuesday is historic. This Tuesday marks the milestone. It marks the 100th anniversary of the Russian Revolution. And people may say, what does that have to do with America? There's very ominous and disturbing parallels.
Actually, what I thought to myself was, what's it have to do with Jews? Because I figured that's where this was going.
Well,
go ahead.
But let me explain to you. In 1917, Tsar Nicholas II was overthrown.
Uh-huh.
His family was murdered a year later in Siberia.
Mm-hmm.
And Jacob Schiff, who owned Kudlow & Company, an international banker, financed the Russian Revolution, and which brought the Bolsheviks to power, which brought Leon Trotsky, a.k.a. Bronstein, which brought Vladimir Ilyich Lenin, which eventually led the way, paved the way for Joseph Stalin, who murdered tens of millions of his people. The point I'm making is that it could have never happened, the Bolshevik Revolution or the Communist Revolution in Russia, without aid from Jacob Schiff. Now, you go to America today and you look at George Soros. Now, George Soros has financed Occupy Wall Street, Black Lives Matter, climate change, national anthem, Confederate statues. He's a communist. He's a billionaire, international banker, communist who wants to finance. Both Jacob Schiff and George Soros were international Jewish bankers and international Jewish communists. And I see the parallel so disturbing today that Soros wants to destroy America like Jacob Schiff and Trotsky destroyed Tsarist Russia, make America a communist state. And it's possible. Soros also wants to take our guns away, destroy the First Amendment. So I find these parallels very disturbing and very ominous. And people that laugh and think that America can never become a communist nation, think again, because America is on the path to communism. I also find
what would make you what would make you believe that America had actually become communist? Is there a certain program or organization, some sort of thing that would happen in D.C. to make you say, okay, America is now a communist state?
You ask a question. Yes, I do. This would be the sign. When the Federal Reserve abandons the United States dollar as the main legal tender instrument for currency in the United States in favor of a one-world currency, that's one sign.
Isn't there already a one-world currency? Isn't the Federal Reserve note already the one-world currency?
It's used throughout the world, but it's starting to be rejected by many countries for the simple reason that countries have smartened up and realized that there's nothing back behind the U.S. dollar. No gold, no silver, no anything. The Federal Reserve can print up $1 billion. It can print up $100 trillion. And for your listeners that don't realize it, the Federal Reserve is not part of the United States government. It is a private institution, primarily international Jewish hands. Janet Yellen was just fired as the Federal Reserve chairman, replaced by Jerome Powell. That may be just a window dressing, but I find a lot of...
What is that supposed to mean, a window
ominous.
Dressing?
It's window dressing, yeah.
What are you saying?
I'm saying that the Federal Reserve is going to continue its tactics. Trump is trying to stop the New World Order. One world
what would make you think that Trump is trying to stop the New World Order? I mean, isn't the New World Order supposed to be so powerful and so influential that only its candidates end up running for president? Wouldn't Trump have already been, you know, assimilated by the New World Order in order to get to where he is?
Not necessarily, but the way he's...
Well, you know, that's interesting that, you know, people who believe in conspiracies don't really fully believe them when it all comes down to it. The New World Order is supposed to be this scary group of people that are so elite and so powerful, but yet one guy with a few billion dollars can outdo them and get elected to president. Thanks for the call tonight, Scott, for your daily dose of hate. There he is, Scott the Bigot. More coming up.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are two Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank patsies, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
When I get to about three quarters,
when I get down to the bottom,
a couple more scoops,
it's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
If it's working, don't quit. Dynovite.com.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, What are you waiting for?
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype. And the Skype username is LRN.FM. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
Of course, you can bring up anything you want, whether it's the new Thor movie, which we talked about at the beginning of the show, Daylight Saving Time, or whatever is on your mind. You can do that here at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then please go ahead and get signed up for our email list. You can find the email sign-up box over at freetalklive.com. It's right there, kind of towards the top half and in the middle of the page, so you should be able to see it pretty fast over at freetalklive.com. Just drop your email in there, and we'll send you an email update about once a week to let you know what the latest is with Free Talk Live. According to heavy.com, there are five fast facts you need to know about Devin Kelly. You're going to be hearing that name for the next few days, where he is the alleged gunman that walked into the First Baptist Church in Sutherland Springs, Texas, apparently this morning, and then proceeded to murder over two dozen people, at least 26, wounding many more in the tiny rural community near San Antonio. The shooter's name was reported through sources by the New York Times and CBS News, and they gave his name as Devin Patrick Kelly, aged 26, of New Braunfels, Texas, and said the Air Force court-martial of him occurred only 3 years ago. Although the motive was not yet clear, the gunman's background includes religious school work, but he also liked pages devoted to atheism. The shooter, who is now dead, left behind a disturbing social media post, including a Facebook page that showed off a rifle, calling it a bad bitch. And then also authorities revealed that a heroic and unidentified citizen in the church, quote, grabbed his rifle and confronted the suspect, unquote, who was armed with a Ruger AR assault-type rifle. The local citizen pursued the suspect, who ran off the road and crashed, and was then found deceased in his vehicle. Quote, we don't know if it was a self-inflicted gunshot wound or if he was shot by our local resident who engaged him with gunfire, said the police. It was the largest mass shooting in Texas's history. The horrific shooting wounded almost everyone inside the small country church building, which held only about 50 people in a town of only a few hundred. The victims ranged in age from 5 to 72. Governor Greg Abbott said this will be a long-suffering mourning for those in pain, confirming that 26 people had perished in the attack. At that time, the government was not confirming the suspect's name and say they were investigating but could not confirm reports of possible militia ties. Now, on the other hand, there's another report out there claiming that this Devin Kelly guy is actually part of Antifa. Now, of course, it's so early on here. All of this is somewhat speculative. The claim that he's part of Antifa is based on some sort of like text message from an alleged witness, right? So, you know, we don't really have a whole lot to go on there. The claim from this person is that he actually had an Antifa flag with him that he draped over the like the podium in the church, and then proceeded to scream something about how this is a communist revolution. So that sounds unbelievable, but maybe that
what's unbelievable to me is there's 50 people in a Texas church and none of them has a gun.
That's a good point. As many as 30 other people were injured, according to the story here, with at least one in critical condition, according to CNN and ABC. A KSAT reporter at the scene said that an ambu-bus had responded, which is used to transport multiple victims. Pregnant women and young children were reportedly among the victims, including the teenage daughter of the pastor who was out of town when the mass shooting occurred. Victims have not yet been identified. The shooter who... here are the fast facts. Number one, the shooter who showed off a photo of a rifle on Facebook once taught Bible school. Kelly's Facebook page has now been deleted, but you can still see a screenshot of the weapon that he posted here on the story. We'll post this on our Facebook and Twitter for you. His profile picture showed two small children, which was a chilling juxtaposition next to the semi-automatic rifle. That was his cover photo. According to the Daily Beast, Kelly was married, and his mother-in-law listed a P.O. box as her mailing address. San Antonio police reportedly raided his home today, this evening, and he briefly had taught at a summer Bible school.
Imagine whatever reason he did this crap. Was a good enough reason for him to never see his kids again. I mean,
it's crazy.
Yeah, what an awful person.
LinkedIn page says he was a VBS teacher. VBS standing for Vacation Bible School, I believe. VBS teacher at Kingsville FBC. Not sure, some kind of church. Baptist Church, volunteered between 2013, et cetera, et cetera. So anyway, maybe he's got a chip on his shoulder about religion. That's certainly a possibility, having, you know, left being a vacation Bible school teacher and then liking atheism pages on Facebook. Certainly, Mark, you had a very dark turn in your life after you kind of were disturbed by religion, and you'd been raised in a Christian household at a Christian school. And
sure, my udder was lacked an anchor, a rudder.
Mm-hmm.
I said udder.
Yeah. I was wondering about that.
My rudder, in many ways, and I don't know what happened with this guy.
If you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. He did serve in the U.S. Air Force right after high school, and according to the New York Times, his motive and why he targeted the Wilson County Church remain unclear. Comal County is located northeast of San Antonio, Texas, and the Daily Beast reported that he was a resident of New Braunfels, which is a suburb of San Antonio. So it's a ways away. He left his area of town to go specifically to this church. What was the reason for that? Let's go to Ron. He's in Durango, California. Ron, you can bring up anything you want. What's on your mind? Go ahead.
Hey, good evening, guys. Just Durango, Colorado. But I'm just curious on your last caller, the guy about the Federal Reserve. Can you elaborate for the listeners why you would suggest that he would be a hater?
Oh, Scott,
I can quite understand that.
Scott the bigot is a bigot, racist, and he hates everybody who's not a white
Christian
Protestant male.
Yeah, Protestant. Yeah.
Yeah. He's a regular caller to this show, so you're probably somewhat new to the show, or maybe he just hasn't called very much on the nights you've been listening.
Well,
but
I listen to you intermittently, you know, when I can. But what he was saying about the Federal Reserve is very factual.
Yeah, every now and then he says things that are true, but they usually are speckled with all kinds of racist attacks against Jewish people or blacks or something like that.
He doesn't disagree with the concept of central banks because they're inflationary and unaccountable. It's because he sees them as being staffed and overseen by the Jews.
Okay, well, I have no idea what the cabal is made up of that runs the Federal Reserve, but it is ran by international bankers.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. I mean, the Federal Reserve is a bad organization, and it needs to be gotten rid of. Absolutely no doubt about that. I appreciate you calling to clarify. Was there anything else you wanted to share?
No, that was it. I didn't quite understand, when you said your daily dose of hate. But I appreciate your explanation. Thanks.
Yeah, it wasn't his most hateful call, but he was definitely peppering in his conspiracy theory that it was all Jews all the time that are, behind every financial conspiracy out there. And it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I understand. I do not agree with that at all.
Yeah.
But, again, the Federal Reserve is ran by international bankers, and it's a terrible organization.
The best way to fight the Fed is to buy crypto. Am I right? Yeah.
Cryptocurrency, yeah, for sure. I would say that's the most effective way to fight all central banks around the globe, not just the Federal Reserve, but every other central bank out there, because they're all bad. We're more familiar with the Federal Reserve because we live here, but all of them follow the same BS inflationary Keynesian monetary policies.
Right.
Ron, thanks for calling with a clarification.
Yeah.
Appreciate hearing from
you
tonight.
Mike.
Let's talk to Pat. He's in Michigan. Pat, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, it was Pat from Thunder Bay at 44th Parallel.
Hey, Pat, go ahead.
I'm listening to all this, the guy going nuts down here in Texas and this church shooting. And this is going on all around the country. And it's not all Al-Qaeda. I mean, the country is falling apart within.
Okay, I don't think anybody said this was Al-Qaeda.
I know they didn't, but what I'm getting at is I have witnessed in my own family this opioid epidemic.
Mm-hmm.
And amongst my friends, I know one guy that's been on chronic pain relief, doctor-prescribed freaking addict, And he wigged out. He went south on all his friends, and the dude went postal. And I wonder how many of these postal puppies have, if we did a little research, in the doctors, how many haven't been long-term addicts?
A lot of the people that end up doing these mass shootings do turn out to be on some kind of psychotropic prescription medication, not necessarily heroin or anything like that, but, antidepressants and those sorts of things. And that does seem to be a common thread between these things. Pat, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, man. There's more coming up here. Hour number 2 is on the way for Talk Live.
Has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.